Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Very excited about having Jeffrey Zabar back on the show. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to 1999. That's in the last, the previous century, the previous millennium, I should say. How about that? And he's the author of a number of books, including Safe at Home, including Home Office Know-How, including on and on, lots of stuff that he's produced and still produces for people like you and me, small business owners, every day. He is the chief home officer, and he's our good friend, Jeffrey Zabar. Welcome back to the show.
As my daughter would say, you and I have known each other since dinosaurs roamed the earth.
That's exactly right. Oh, listen, I'm having those kind of... I was talking to a neighbor yesterday, and their kids were out there, and I was showing them... I'm kind of a... I like animals. I like wild animals especially. And a pileated woodpecker had just flown into their front yard. And I was out there with my camera doing some other stuff, and I got a picture of it, and I showed it to the kids. And they had never seen a pileated woodpecker. I said, you know, like Woody Woodpecker.
Uh-huh.
And they had no idea what I was talking about.
Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah.
Okay, sir.
I mean, I thought everybody, I mean, how does a little kid not know about Woody the Woodpecker?
You know what? It's not active enough. It's not crazy enough. It's not high-strung enough.
No kid. There's nothing bionic about it or anything like that. Yeah, no avatar or whatever. Anyway, I'm sure there are plenty of other ways that show how old I am, but that was an interesting one. Hey, Jeff, one of the things that I know you've been thinking about lately is something that I feel very strongly about, and that is, what do you do when you give somebody a proposal, when you make a pitch to them, when you get real close, maybe almost to the point where you think, wow, I've got this business, and then you don't have the business. Turns out you were not chosen. Or whatever happened, there's a moment in time when those things happen that make or break what happens in the future, isn't it?
Absolutely, and it's not about sabotaging their car or vandalizing their offices or sending them hate mail or flaming them.
I always just keyed their car. I didn't
keyed the car exactly. Things.
Just kidding. Go ahead.
Hire me next time. No evidence left behind. But you know, I think what we do is we all do this in the sense of we all look for, we go through business development meetings and we go through interviews with people and we try and think we put on our best dog and pony show, and then they don't take it or they don't bite. And you know how I follow those up? First I try and find out what was wrong, say, what did I do wrong? But if you went with somebody else, was it my fee or was it whatever? And I say, thank you very much for the opportunity.
Well, one of the things you could say that would take it off of you, because they might not want to put it on you. You might just say, well, would you mind telling me what was the thing that tipped the scales in the other direction?
Right.
They might say, well, it turns out they knew somebody that we needed to know. Could be that you did nothing. It's just that they literally had an acquaintance that they could help the other person. Who knows? It could be.
And you can't overvalue.
Yeah.
The weight that those connections will bring, which is a different conversation as far as who you know and the ability to make connections for your clients.
Could be just some intangible that there was no way for you to fix.
The key is, though, to make sure that you don't, short of them not disrespecting you in the process, and saying, well, you stunk or you are unprofessional or whatever, is to say thank you for the opportunity. If I can work with you down the future, if I can help you down the future, please, down the road, please keep me in mind. Because this week I had that happen. In the past 2 weeks I've had that happen twice, where one company I pitched, it's got to be 4 or 5 years ago, and they reached out to me today and said, the gentleman, Jason, who you worked with, several years ago on a proposal, told us you might be the person for this writing project we have.
Wow.
And Jason, I only know through having pitched.
Yeah.
And so it's not like he
kept,
and I
he
have
kept
years
notes,
together.
He kept your proposal, he kept your brochure, he kept something, obviously, some way of connecting with you. Because Jason's not there anymore, right?
Absolutely. I'm not sure that he is, but he passed it on to the right person, and so that I have I made the connection, and now I'm back in the running. And this time, it's mine to have or fail. We just have to come to terms on the
number. Like, it was like a referral. I mean, it was as golden as a referral. You weren't being considered anymore. You're hired.
Right. Absolutely. And I think the key message, the key takeaway from something like this is that, you plant these seeds through the course of your business. And even if you're an employee at a small business or any size business, you got to think like an entrepreneur, because one day you may leave that business, or one day somebody may want to hire you from that business. But they're only going to want to do it if they trust and appreciate and like what you bring and have to offer. So right. It's important that the way that you conduct your business and the way you conduct yourself in your work is such that people will want to approach you mm-hmm. and hire you. So everything mm-hmm. you do is planting that seed down the road.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, there are two things that you have to do to accomplish what you just said. Two things you should do to accomplish what you just said. When you don't get the business, you got to do two things. One of them is a physical thing, and the other one is a character or an emotional thing. The physical thing is, and this is why, Jeffrey, I say so over and over and over again, leave something behind of a physical nature, your brochure.
Right.
Try to get them to a proposal level. Get some kind of a document, something in their hand that they can literally then put in a file.
Right.
And that's the physical thing. A business card, something that shows up. And I'm not talking about an email. An email doesn't qualify. It can work, but it's not as good as something they can put in a file. That's number one, the physical. The other thing is what you said. Call them back and say, hey, thank you. I mean, I've done this. They chose somebody over me, and I knew the other person. I've called them back and said, you know what? I think you made a good choice. He's a good man. She's a good lady. I know you guys would be great together. Please let me know if I can do anything to help you now or in the future.
Absolutely.
Both of those are worker bees. The physical and the character thing that you just did, both of those are worker bees that stay behind and maybe for a long time.
Right. Absolutely. And what's really key is, and how many times do we not, if you go to a meeting, you don't bring a business card, or you meet somebody and you don't lay it on them, regardless of what they do with it. Personally, I don't keep business cards after people give them to me. I mean, I might keep them for a little bit, but I generally have a different means of keeping stuff.
Right.
But you've got to trust that you've got to put something in their hands, and you've got to remind them. And
when we come back after these messages, Jeff, I got to wrap, go to a break here. Give us your website. Quickly,
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
When we come back, I've got a couple of examples, folks, and Jeff has too, about people, about how this worked for what we're talking about, how it worked for both of us. After these messages, 20 after, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.